doe het eerst in het Nederlands, dan ga ik het prikkend Engels doen. Goedemorgen kerk!
Bon dia, felicia, iglesia.
Het is stil! Gezegende Sabbat gemeente!
Feliz Sabbat, Misa.
Het is goed om u te zien. Het is voor mijn vrouw en ik de eerste keer dat we in deze gemeente zijn. En u zult zich misschien afvragen, wie zijn nu Elma, Jack en Riley Jack? Mijn vrouw Elma is een medisch zendelinge. Ze heeft gestudeerd in onder andere Amerika bij Meat Ministry. En ze heeft gezondheidslessen gedaan in Kenia, Amerika, Noorwegen. En ook in Nederland. En ik kom uit deze regio van Rotterdam. En ik heb een aantal jaar geleden in deze stad een radio, een evangelisch radioprogramma gehad.
In de leden staat een paar jaar samen in een programma die radio evangelico.
En samen met mijn vrouw gaan we het land door en brengen de drie engelen boodschap en de rechterhand van de drie engelen boodschap. En zo ook op deze Sabbat. Staan we stil bij het belang van Gods woord. En zelf doe ik de preek in het Engels. En de lezing van mijn middag is in het Nederlands. Let Jesus be thy medicine. That's the theme for this morning service. There is something in the air that we breathe these days. There is a danger in some of the foods we eat. The air that we breathe is polluted. There is a strange kind of a disease in the things we eat these days. There is a disease. Somebody is connected to Vodafone or KPN, but we need to be connected with Jesus Christ this morning. So if you have something like a phone, or a tablet, or a computer, or anything that makes a sound or beep or hiss, close it down, take your word, God's word, and open it up. So I just said, there is a disease in the world these days. We see it in West Africa, with Ebola. We see it here in Holland, with the disease of the bird flu. And it is just as Jesus said it would happen in these last days. Did you remember what Jesus said on the Mount of Olives? Did you remember what he said about the things that will happen in the last days? Take your Bible and open up to Matthew 24. You remember what Jesus said would happen in these last days. For nations shall rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom.
Reino contra reino.
There shall be famines. Pestilence.
Pestilencia.
And death. Sickness and disease. Yeah. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Just think about how those people in West Africa must feel. They could even mourn the people who died. They take the body, put them into bags, throw a lot of dirt over them, and corner the ground off because the ground is too contaminated to even be close to those bodies. Zo vervuild als ze niet kunnen landen op de grond. Closer to home.
Maar cerca de casa, hoor.
Here in Holland.
Na Holanda, aquí.
We live now in a time that you have to choose your health insurance.
Nós vivemos em um tempo que nos formou a seguro de saúde.
Did you remember that if you want to go to the doctor, that you must ask the doctor, could you help me because do I have the right insurance? I've seen reports in America that people can't go on vacation. They cannot even buy food for their children because they are so sick that all of their money goes to the doctors and to the health insurance instead of going for the things they also need in their lives. People in this world are looking for a cure. Something that will heal their body. Something that will heal their mind. And most importantly, something that will heal their soul. We are all in need of a medicine. We all need something that will make us whole. Most of all, we need the right medicine. In the Old Testament, we read about the king. It was a king of the country of Judea. And this king whose name was Asa. And he was quite a good king because of the Bible said he was a good king in the eyes of the Lord. And whenever he had difficulty, he turned to the Lord. Because God instructs us when we are in certain moments of decision, we need to turn to God. King David earlier said in 2 Samuel 22, verse 31, a very important lesson. As for God, His way is perfect. The way of God is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? Because God is my strength. God is my power. And He makes my way perfect. Thus God makes your way perfect in your own life. Or does God make His way perfect in your life? We all are in the need of something that will heal our mind, body and soul.
Nós precisamos de algo que cura nossa mente, corpo e alma.
You know, most of us, when we are in difficulties, we look for all kinds of places for help. But we forget the most important place. We forget to go to God. If we want to be whole, what do we do? When you got a disease, what do you go do? You go to the doctor. And you ask the doctor, doctor, what should I do to become better? And he will prescribe you a medicine. And the doctor expects that you do exactly what he said you should do. Well, if God asks something for us to do, and God is the great physician, do we do exactly what God asks us to do? Or do we go our own ways? Or do we do our own will? Because we say, well, God, you are the great doctor, but I know how to prescribe my medicine. Paul said in Romans 12, present your bodies a living sacrifice. What should we do? We should be holy and acceptable unto God. That is your reasonable service. Do we present ourselves holy and acceptable unto God? If God asks us to renew and re-energize our lives, then we should never do that on our own will and on our own ways. David said in Psalms 105,
David said in Psalms 105,
verse 2,
versículo 2,
seek the Lord,
busca Senhor,
his strength,
sua força,
and seek his face evermore.
E busca sua cara toda hora.
When you are in problems in your home, at your job, in the school, seek the Lord.
Busca Senhor.
We all need the great physician. Some people forget that there is power in the word of God. When they hear about the Bible, they say, oh no, not for me. What shall I do with those old words of 2,000 years ago? They cannot heal for my problems of today. But those people are wrong. There is true medicine in God's words. There is salvation in the words of our Lord. We should seek the right doctor. In Deuteronomy 4, verse
29,
it says, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord, if you seek the Lord, then you shall find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When you are sick, You don't stay at home. You don't go lying around in your bed and say, what should I do today? You get out of your bed. You call the doctor. And say, doctor, I am sick. You say, I need help. And the doctor said, come to me. And I will prescribe you medicine. A true Christian. A follower of God who is in problems will not stay in bed, will not go not to church, will not stay at home and not go to church, but will say, God, I need you. Will go on your knees. Will pray to God. Lord, give me the right medicine so I can be whole. You know, the son of David, Salomo, said something, heard something wonderful in a dream of the Lord. He heard, if my people,
se mi pueblo,
which are called by God's name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then the Lord says, I will hear them from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their lands. Do we listen to God's word? Do we seek His face? Do we turn from our wicked ways and search for Him with all our hearts, all our souls, and all our minds? You know, King Asa, he did a lot what the Lord asked from him. But not everything. He removed the statues of Baal. But not all of them. He listened to the words of the Lord and did only a small part. And then he expects to get God's greatest blessings. If we follow God partially, only for a little bit,
this un tiki,
as it were, you're holy on Sabbath, and do your own thing during the rest of the week, and expect to get all of God's glory, then we are mistaken. God asks us to follow Him with everything that we have, and laid as an offering before Him. Listen to these words God spoke to the people of Israel. Read it in Exodus 15, verse
26.
And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, thy God, and do what is right in His sight, and give ear to the commandments, keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. God wants us to be whole. God wants us in the best ability that we can be. He don't want us to be sad or tired or painful. What does this test ask us to do? Do what the Lord says we should do. Because He is the God that healeth us. The biggest disease that is on this world is not cancer. It's not heart disease. Not diabetes. But it is sin. The biggest sickness in this world is sin. And sin has the ultimate price. Because sin will end in death. Forever. The only way to be cured is not going to the doctor.
Not by doctor.
Not to the hospital.
No hospital.
Not to a psychiatrist.
No psiquiatra.
Only Jesus can heal us.
Solamente Jesus cura nos.
Jesus can make us whole.
Jesus faz nos completo, salud.
What asked Jesus us to do to be whole?
Jesus a pedir nos para nos cura.
Go to the cross.
Vai na cruz.
Accept His offer of blood.
Aceitar a oferta de sangue.
Ask for forgiveness of our sins.
Pedir perdão para nós pecados.
Listen to His commandments.
Escute os mandamentos.
And so that He can heal our lands.
Assim Ele cura nosso país.
You know, I heard a story about how deadly sin is.
Mas é uma história de como mortal pecado.
In the old days of Romans, the Roman Empire, if you committed a crime, like killing somebody, they will bind up the person who you have killed and put it against your body. And you would walk around facing death. And while you walk around and face death,
face death.
Yeah, looking death in the eyes. Slowly all those juices of the person who killed that person. Will get into your body. All the disease of that dead person will infect you. And you will slowly die of the person you have killed. Sin is like that. You might not realize it. But sin in your life slowly kills you. You will go and do all your own stuff. Think that nothing is wrong in your life. But slowly you're getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And you cannot get rid of the disease yourself. We need somebody who can redeem us. We need Christ. You know, I just talked about the King Asha. And King Asha became sick. He became sick in his feet. Let's go with me to 2 Chronicles 16. In 2 Chronicles we read about the story of Asha. And we read in verse 17 that he became sick. Yes, sir. And Asha in the 39th year of his reign. No, sorry, it's 12.
Versículo 12.
Yeah, in verse 12 he said, and Asha in the 39th year of his reign was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceedingly great. So he had a problem in his feet and he walked around with his problem. And he became worse and worse and again more worse. What did this man do? Did he went to God? Or did he did his own way? He said, even in his disease, he didn't went to the Lord, but he went to the physicians. Sometimes in our lives, a doctor might say to you, I cannot help you. I know about a person who the doctor said, we cannot help you. And you know what the person did? She let drill holes into her bones. Put electric currents into those holes. And charge it with electricity. In the hope that the disease will get out of her body. And she did this terrible thing to herself because she said, the doctor cannot help me. But what should we do in times of distress? In times of great need, we should seek the Lord our God. In times of great disease, or small disease, or pain, or hurt, or in times that the person on your job will say to you, you have to leave your job. In times when people will say you have to work on Sabbaths. In times that the people on the school will say to you, we don't like you because you're an Adventist. Whatever the problem is in your life, seek the Lord our God and do not your own will. King Asha,
Rei Asha,
choose not the Lord, but his own will. The best thing we could do concerning health in our lives is to choose Christ in every moment of our lives. What do we eat? What do we drink? Whatever we do, do it to the glory of our Lord God. Daniel, we all know about Daniel. Who don't know about Daniel here? You know what happened with Daniel in chapter 1? You remember? When he saw the whole table filled with food. It's just like further up of the street. Further on the street. You got two of those fantastic restaurants down the road here.
McDonald's.
KFC. And you see all those wonderful foods. Just imagine how Daniel would act. Do you want to be popular? Go to King Saul, Colonel Saunders.
Colonel Saunders.
Do you want to be happy?
Happy,
buy a happy meal.
Comprar happy meal.
How would Daniel react?
Daniel reaccionar?
Would he say, yes, I will go to the Big Mac and eat a Kentucky Fried Chicken burger? Would he do that? He wouldn't. You know what he would answer? The same thing he would answer when he had to eat from the king's table. He took for in his heart that he would not defile his body.
Ela propõe em seu coração que ele não manche suas mãos com comida de errei.
He chose 10 days to stick to God's will, and let's see to other people what will happen if he stuck to the will of his Lord.
Ela disse para 10 dias que as mulheres é boa lutar com Deus e mostrar e obedecer aquilo que passa.
Can we say to other people, I want to stick close to the will of our Lord God? Can we stand like
Daniel?
Can we say when all other people say to us, do it, do it, do it? Can we purpose in our heart to stay close to God? Do we dare to ask to our Lord and Savior, Lord, send us your spirit so we can do your will? What we should do is the following. Is do the same as the three Hebrew boys. We all know the story about those three friends of Daniel and that big statue in the plain of Jura. You know the story when all the bells and the chimes will ringle that everybody but should bow down before that big statue?
Nossa, para a hora que a música zona instrumenta estátua.
And those three friends, they didn't bow down. They stood tall. Because they want to do the will of our Lord God. You know what what this boy said to King Nebuchadnezzar? They said, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness.
No.
But they said the following. If it be so, God will serve us and is able to deliver us. From the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known.
Pero si él no se asina,
unto thee, O King,
pero la iglesia que te conocina, o rey,
that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship thy golden image,
ni adorabo imagen de Dios,
which thou hast set up. Can we say to all kind of things in our lives that is not right for our bodies, we will not bow down to those things. We want to do the will of our Lord and Savior. We do not want to defile our bodies. Because my Jesus, my Savior, is the true medicine. How Jesus ministered to other people was through healing, was to share the word of God and meet the people in the needs they have.
Ellen White,
in ministry of healing, provided how Christ worked the medicine for our minds, body, and soul. She said, Christ's method alone will give true success in reaching people. The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good. He showed their sympathy with them, ministered to their needs, won their confidence, and then he bade them, follow me. You all have had a need in one time of your lives. A need for rest in your lives. A need for a better meaning of what God wanted to do with you. Jesus, through His Spirit, won your confidence. You heard His word in Scripture. And you said, I will follow you. And that's why you're here this morning. Because you realize that all your needs are met in Him. And if you are here because of Him, because He's met your needs, is it then the time to go out and tell other people that their needs can also be met in Christ Jesus? We all know about the health message, at least in great part. We know about nutrition, about exercise, about drinking enough water, about sunlight, about not eating not enough, temperance, taking enough time for rest, and the importance of trusting the Word of God. But did you know that the most people, even in the Adventist Church, tend to do the first 7 things and forget trusting in God? They're just like King Asa. Did almost all the things that God asked from him. Took away a large portion of the Baal worship symbols. But God did not persevere in the truth. In time of greatest need, he didn't trust upon God. But in his own will. And that's why the Bible says, come and let us return unto the Lord. For he had torn. He was angry. And he will heal us. For he wants to heal us. If we return to God, if we accept His will, and whenever I talk about following the will of God, it's the whole will of God. It's not a little bit. It's not only the things that we find convenient. It's the whole Word of God. If we choose the right medicine, which is Christ Jesus, then accept His recipe for getting healed. Don't only take the portions of the Bible that is fine for you. For in 2 Timothy 3, 15 and 16, it says, trust the word of God completely, for it is good for everyone that open up that word. You know, when Jesus asked for disciples, people were listening to God, to Jesus. They listened to His words. They knew that their needs were met. And when Jesus said, follow me, like Levi, he stood up and he followed Jesus. When Jesus talks to us this morning, and Jesus says to me, to us, follow me, do we follow God completely.
Nós seguimos Deus completamente.
Completely.
Completamente.
Or do we have something like Asha? Well, you say a lot of things, but I know what's good for me. When we read the Bible, we see Christ speaking to us. He speaks words of comfort, hope,
esperanza,
love,
amor,
faith,
fe,
words that soften our hardened hearts. Words of totally dependence upon Christ. Jesus wants to be us a shelter in a storm. Some people in this church might know, but also I had to deal with sickness in my life. About 20 years ago, I almost lost my life. I ate the wrong things in my life. I became a diabetic. I almost died in the hospital. And now I had to deal with sickness in my life. And I did a lot of the health message. But only the things that I find happy to do. I was like King Asha. Doing a lot of good things, but not all of them. So I became more sick. So sick that I became a kidney patient. I had to go to the hospital three times every week to be on a machine to keep me alive. I see people die around me because they also didn't do the help message. And I knew these things. And I didn't do them. I did a bit of my own will. Christ wants us to be us totally depend on Him. Not only the things that we find nice, but in everything that God asks from us. Jesus wants us to trust and obey His word. Because Jesus is our true medicine. Jesus is a true healer. Not of only our physical illness, but also of sin. And that's why God asked from us. I didn't only came for those who are whole, I came for those who are sick. Did you do a diagnose this morning? Did you look into the mirror of God's word? What is your condition today? Do you need a savior? Do you need a doctor? Do you need to be made whole? Are you happy using Jesus in your life? Are you content with the words He speaks in His word? And if Jesus heals you, how do we react? Are we allowed those 9 leopards? Of those 10? Who were healed by Jesus and didn't return to Christ. They only used Christ only for that short moment in time. But weren't grateful unto God for the things that Jesus did. But one,
pero solamente un.
One person returned to Christ. Christ was only a medicine. Christ was only a doctor. Christ is the one who can heal us. And when Jesus asked that person, where are the other nine? He said, I don't know. He was there to give thanks to God. And Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Jesus said, my faith has made me whole.
Can we say,
then
we read the scriptures,
when
we do his will, that Jesus has made us whole.
Jesus has made us completo.
Do we strive to be whole in Christ?
Nossa prova está completo em Jesus.
Do we strive to accept his will? Do we want to be Christ in our lives as the one who can renew and heal us? It is today the time to find a shelter for the problems that we have. See, with the Ebola crisis, a lot of people are looking for a new medicine. And there is even a bigger crisis. The crisis of sin. Sin that kills us. And we have a medicine. And we can take it once a week. Sometimes some take it once a month. Some once a day. But the best medicine is for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In the Bible we find the words of Christ. And Jesus is our true medicine. If you want to be whole, the heavenly doctor,
celestial,
prescribes this. The word of God. This afternoon we will talk about how important taking the right foods is in our life, food for our life. In a couple of weeks we're going to have a health expo in this church. And we're going to tell people how important health is in their lives. But most importantly, brothers and sisters, when we share the message of health, of being whole, is to tell people to totally trust the word of God. Because Jesus can make us whole. He wants to make you whole. He wants to make me whole. He wants to transform our lives. So we can one day say, when he comes upon the clouds, that's my great doctor. He made me whole for all eternity. Do you want to be made whole? Open with Christ and begin with Christ today. Amen.
Amen.